In Northwest news from 88.5 KNKX, the Seahawks host the Carolina Panthers Sunday night at CenturyLink Field. We have a preview of the matchup from KNKX sports commentator Art Teal. This isn't the same Carolina team that the Seahawks saw in the playoffs last season, is it, Art?
No, it's amazing what's happened to these guys. Listeners may remember that Carolina got off to a 31-0 lead in the first half of the playoff game in Charlotte in January. And they eased off the throttle, and the Seahawks got back into it, and the final score was 31-24. But it was as complete a domination as any opponent has given a Pete Carroll team, at least in the 5 years since they've been good. And so this year's version has been decimated by injuries. Cam Newton has been hurt. Their star linebacker, Luke Kuechly, one of the best players in the game, had a concussion 2 or 3 weeks ago, and he's been out, and we don't know about his availability probably until game time Sunday. And they've really been devastated by injuries along the offensive line. They're missing their first and second string centers, and they have had other injuries to the point where they've really been a mess. And so they are 4-7 right now and a shadow of their former selves. But they still have Cam Newton, who's the biggest, strongest quarterback in the NFL, and he's still capable of shredding the Seahawks if they're not ready for this game or overlook it.
Well, you were mentioning Carolina's offensive line. Can they be possibly worse than the Seahawks O-line?
Well, they could be. Oh. That's been the high drama of this week in Seattle because the Seahawks looked terrible. It might have been their worst game in the last 5 years under Carroll when they lost 14-5 in Tampa to a Bucs defense that was ranked 26th in the league entering the game. But they completely shut down the Seahawks offense. This was the third time this season the Seahawks have had a game without a touchdown. But Carroll still has optimism because he believes that was a one-game aberration and everything that went wrong was correctable. We're going to see on Sunday at 5:30.
What is the problem with this O-line? Why have they been struggling so much?
Well, the short story is that all teams have to spend to a hard salary cap that limits how much you can pay players. You have to make priorities. And with the Seahawks, the priority is defense first and the secondary first among the defenders. But the consequence is they've gone cheap on the offensive line to the point where the left tackle now is an undrafted rookie by the name of George Fant, who's a tremendous athlete, 6'5", 300 pounds, runs a 4.8 40 and has a 37-inch vertical leap, if that means anything to folks. But it meant a lot to the Seahawks because they now are starting him at left tackle, despite the fact that he hasn't played serious tackle football since eighth grade.
What?
He's been a basketball player. He was a 4-year starter for Western Kentucky and took his fifth year of eligibility to stand on the sidelines and watch how football was played because everyone told him that his pro future is better as a football player than a basketball player, even though he hasn't played football. And so the Seahawks liked him so much, they brought him through training camp. They made a place for him on the 53-man roster, thinking he was going to have a year of study and sort of like what they do in college, redshirt year. But no, injuries and poor performance have put him into the starting lineup, and he's had a couple of three terrible games, but he's been okay in others, and the Seahawks are going to go with him because I think they think that he is going to learn fast enough to catch up with his athletic talent. But man, if I'm Russell Wilson, I'm going to run to the right and throw to the right, not to the left.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.